report says there are more online searches for jihadist content by people in the UK than any other country in Europe. The centre-right think tank Policy Exchange says that Britain ranks fifth in the world for such searches after Turkey, the US, Saudi Arabia and Iraq. One of the authors of the report is Martin Frampton, and he joins us now. Morning to you.
Good morning.
Do we know why this might be the case, Martin?
No, I mean, in the sense that the report doesn't looks quite coldly, I think, and dispassionately at the data and the trends within the data about where people are accessing this material. But obviously, this finding, I think, very much reinforces what we've heard from the security services and the government over the last several months and the scale of the threat that we know is there. We've heard 23,000 figure given for the number of people on the sort of MI5 watch list. And clearly, there is this kind of broad problem of susceptibility and sympathy for extremism out there. And that's feeding the ongoing terrorist threat.
And is a lot of the information coming from maybe groups like IS and others? I mean, is this on encrypted sites or is it easy to access?
So I think what the report sort of shows quite in detailed fashion, due to some great work, I think, done by my colleagues, Dr. Ali Fisher and Dr. Nico Prusher, is the sophistication of the ISIS operation online. That on the one hand, you have material that is designed for the hard core of support and that is disseminated amongst that hard core of support through platforms like Telegram. But then from there, they break out into the mainstream on sites like Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and use that as platforms to engage in missionary work and try to reach new audiences. And so they're doing both things simultaneously.
And I wonder whether, you know, because we've had to sort of maybe step up in the frequency of terror attacks in the UK recently, I mean, might people be searching for this type of material in order just to understand maybe what motivates attackers? You know, could there be more than one motivation for searching for stuff like this?
Clearly, one of the things I think we show in the report is that there is an issue here about the way in which this material remains findable on the internet. And one of the ways that happens, I think, is people inadvertently reposting or finding material, researchers, academics, media corporations. There's a problem there that makes the life of the internet companies harder. Now, with all that said, I think, as we've sort of outlined, the internet companies themselves could be doing much more and taking a much more proactive approach, as indeed should various other sectors in society, to deal with this problem.
And indeed, it's not just social media sites, for example, but retailers as well. You know, there's information this morning, stories in the papers about Amazon now being accused of helping the bomb makers to make something similar to what was used in the Parsons Green attack because of this idea that it links maybe individually innocent enough items, but when it's linked together or suggested together on the site, and if you bought them and combined them, you could effectively make an explosive device.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think this speaks to kind of, I guess one of the driving impulses for this report was the sense that there's a kind of disjuncture here, that the online world, and particularly the world of social media, has developed so rapidly over the last 10 years. I think we're kind of behind the curve in catching up as a society in terms of the norms we expect in the way we handle this sphere, but also kind of legislatively in terms of regulation. I think there's a whole kind of range of issues here that have to be addressed, and we need to tackle this in the round. We need to think about how we stop the supply of this material, but also how we reduce the demand for it. So what can we do on all ends of this supply chain to reduce the impact that this content has on our societies?
Thank you very much for speaking to us this morning. Martin Frampton, one of the authors of that report for the Policy Exchange.